Well, here we are.
All right, people, we're gonna try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm gonna tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, second hour is upon us. David Bossy joining us now. And he is actually a best-selling author, actually a number one national best-selling author, and president of Citizens United. Welcome, David. How are you?
Very well. Thank you. Very well.
I appreciate you joining us. Okay, so I know you got a great book. We'll talk a little bit about that, but I want your opinion on tonight's debate first.
There's a debate tonight?
Good answer.
No. We didn't want Joe Biden's answer. We want your answer, David.
Sleepy Joe. Now, you know what? The debate tonight, I'm looking forward to it. I really am. I participated in the debate prep extensively in 2016 with then candidate Trump, and know how he thinks, know how he operates, and it's pretty exciting tonight is.
David, how do you prepare your candidate to deal with a debate where the moderator is clearly in favor of the on the other side? Okay, there's no question Chris Wallace wants Joe Biden to be president. I don't think there's any hint of a doubt. How do you prepare your candidate to go into that lion's den?
Well, a couple things. First of all, the president needs no help from anyone. He is perfectly capable of deciding what to do and how to do it, and that's truly how we operated in 2016 and how people are doing it today. He's fully prepared. You're going to watch. You guys watched him in 2016.
Yes,
you
we
watched
did.
Him operate around Hillary Clinton. Hillary was arguably one of the best debaters that we'd seen
ever in
politics, because she's
cunning, her right, David?
She was so, she's smart. She's cunning. She understands the issues inside and out. She had been Secretary of State. She had been First Lady. She had been a United States Senator. She really understands what she's doing. Joe Biden has been a member of the best debate club in the world for the last 44 years, for 44 years of them. So, the United States Senate is a pretty good debate club, and he's a good debate. But I can tell you that Donald Trump is coming loaded for bear. He is going to want to talk about the issues. He's not going to want to let Joe Biden off with simple answers. He's going to force the issue. And Joe Biden, he needs these breaks. It's a 90-minute debate, folks. You need two breaks during a 90-minute debate. What are we going to do? Have a debate during a national security crisis or during a conversation with President Xi? You're going to have hey, I got to take a break for a minute. This is a terrible thing, and I think the president's going to be loaded for bear. He is going to be expecting the come on, man. Oh man, he's going to be expecting all of the Joe Bidenisms, and it's not going to fluster him. It's not going to push him. I think he's going to deliver on the big issues of the day: higher taxes, lower taxes, more job-killing regulations or less regulation, open borders and free health care for illegal immigrants or border security, anarchy in the streets and defunding the police or law
and
order.
Yeah, that last one. I think if he's smart, he really hits hard on the Democrats not really even taking a position on the riots and what's happened coast to coast. If he's smart, he really hits on that one hard.
Well, yeah, the rioters, are Biden's base.
That's right. They're the supporters.
That's right. They're his voter. That's right. They're his voting base. Because and look, they're they uh, And that's why we expect.
So hang on real quick here, guys. So hang on. I want to ask you both a question. Real quick, David and Andy. So if Trump comes out and basically says something along the lines of, well, Joe, that's your base. Those are your people. Those are the folks that are voting for you. How does Joe respond to that in a way that he doesn't tick off all of the rioters and the people that are on that side and yet doesn't tick off middle suburban American woman that wants to still maybe vote for Joe Biden?
It puts him in a hard place.
And what they're going to – the answer is that Joe Biden's going to try to make this about small, petty things and a personality contest as opposed to talking about those big issues. That's the one way that Joe Biden, in my opinion, will try to manage this debate. And he is a very smart and experienced debater. We'll see if he can pull it off. Look, whether he has the mental capacity to be able to do that anymore. Look, you guys remember, Paul Ryan was like the wunderkind. He was the smartest guy in the room. He was the guy. He was the up and coming, the new face of conservatism. And Joe Biden drove a truck over the guy, and then he backed up over him. Okay, he really did. He destroyed him, 8 years ago, and that's not a that was not an easy thing. But 8 years later, Joe Biden's a different person, and I just don't know that he's up to that. I don't know that he's capable of that. I don't know that he has the ability as quick as you need to be in debates. That's going to be the issue, and it's going to be very interesting to see if Joe Biden can quickly one-on-one, because you're going to see Donald Trump not want to take any garbage from this guy. He's not going to let the guy just stammer and stutter and like the Joe Biden did during the primary debates, right? He takes 10 minutes to get his answer out. Well, the president's going to be like, hey, buddy, let's go. Let's move along here. What are we doing?
Well, I think Biden's going to be highly, highly, highly scripted and prepared for this. But let me ask you two.
Highly medicated.
Yeah, medicated, probably. Two quick things before we get to the book. Okay, number one, do you think Trump will hit him with a right cross like he did with Hillary when he said five words because you'd be in jail? When he said that, it derailed Hillary for the rest of the debate. And
she didn't know what to do.
She didn't. And secondly, do you think he can go after, let's face it, the real big devastating issue for Biden right now, and that's his son Hunter.
Yeah.
I mean, there is no way out of what Hunter has done.
There's no way. And by the way, the president's going to handle his own issue with this whole bombshell report out of the New York Times that Donald Trump used. He's a real estate guy who used depreciation and tax credits on his taxes. Ooh, whoa, hold on.
Yeah, so what every other business in the country does. So there's no story there, David. This whole tax thing is a bunch of garbage.
It's been litigated. It's boring. Nobody understands it. But what they do when he gets that tax question, he has to turn it around and say, hey, you know what? I made a lot of money before I was in public office. I made a lot of money for my family working in the private sector. Joe, your family made a lot of money while you were in public office.
Yeah, well said.
Your son made all the money, and let's see if he paid taxes on the tens of millions of dollars from the Ukraine and tens of millions of dollars from China that he made only because you were the vice president of the United States. So you want to have that conversation, Joe? Let's do it.
Well said.
Has Hunter ever made any money in America?
Great question.
Well, he took wire transfers into America.
About the book. Trump, America First, the President Succeeds Against All Odds. That's the book.
Yeah, look, we titled it Trump, America First because it really is the mantra that drives Trump's decision-making. So whether it's the economy and bringing back jobs from overseas, he's putting America first. Whether it's national security and Middle East policy, or getting it out of the bad Iran deal, or making our allies in NATO pay their fair share. He's putting America first. He always said, I'm getting elected president of the United States, not president of the world. I want other people in other nations to elect people who will fight for them, but I'm fighting for you. That's a different mentality than we're used to. I don't want to go back. I have zero interest in going back to the Obama-Biden apology tours. We have a strong America again. He has taken 4 years to rebuild our military. We can't afford to be decimated again. look, this is a big election about big issues, and that's what the president needs to keep it on tonight. If he does that, yeah, he's going to win hands down.
Well said.
David, America First is not just a response to Obama and Biden. I got to be honest. It's a response to the last five, 6 decades of public education teaching, training generation after generation to say America is to blame and that America should basically open its pockets and shell out to the rest of the world. Isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I could not agree more. And you guys out in Colorado, you know, better than a lot of people, because a lot of this garbage gets started in Colorado and you unfortunately export it to the rest of us. So
yeah, we hate to say that, but you're correct.
we've seen this act before, and it's true. This president is never going to go backwards. He is a fighter. America First. So that's why we titled the book Trump America First. It is, and then the president succeeds against all odds. That's just everything that he's been up against for 4 years, whether it's the fake Russia story, the Ukraine impeachment, you name it, he's been up against it. They hate this president more than they love the country. I say it on TV all the time. Their heads, the liberals' heads explode. We are not going to sit idly by while they try to destroy this great country. They've been doing it for years now. They've been doing it and hating on him since he got elected. Hillary Clinton's the only one who hasn't accepted the results of the 2016 campaign, right? And now they're saying, oh, Trump's not going to accept. They did the same thing in 16. They said Trump will not accept the results of the 2016 election. Well, 4 years later, Hillary still hasn't accepted them. So they project on us what their problem is.
That's usually the way the left and the liberal does things, David.
That's exactly right.
That's what they do. All right, David Bossy, president of Citizen United. You can get the book at Amazon. It is, again, Trump, America First, The President Succeeds Against All Odds. Real quick in closing, David, real quick for our listeners, talk about Citizens United.
Well, Citizens is a 35-year-old conservative organization. We're one of the largest in the country, and we are a public advocacy organization that does conservative public policy from across the board. We do a lot of litigation work. We are the plaintiff in Citizens United versus the Federal Election Commission years ago that gave people back their First Amendment rights when it came to campaign finance. And so we helped overturn McCain-Feingold, which was unconstitutional. We have a huge documentary film division. Obviously, I write a lot of books. This is my 7th book. And as you pointed out on the open, we've had the last two that I've done with Corey Lewandowski have been New York Times bestsellers, number one. And we're really happy with this current book. And that's part of what we do. We get to get out there and really mix it up. And that's what guys like, you guys and I like to do, which is talk about the issues, really try to figure out how we as a conservative movement are going to be able to move the ball forward and make America better. Because I go back to Ronald Reagan's bold colors, not pale pastels. And that's what this election is about.
Well said. David Bossy, I appreciate it very much. You're welcome anytime. Thanks for joining us, sir.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. Take care, sir. Again, David Bossy, president of Citizens United. You can find that book, by the way, Trump, America First, The President Succeeds Against All Odds. It is on Amazon. Save the Children is next, folks. And again, I will remind you, 10 times match today, all day long till midnight tonight, 10 times match. Just go to SaveChildrenKLZ.org, or this is the number for today only, 1-800-520-2649, 1-800-520-2649.
Hi, this is Scott Wilder. You've heard us talk about the COVID-19 emergency relief work that Save the Children is doing in this country. You know, Save the Children works in 125 countries around the world. Hi, this is Scott Wilder on a COVID-19 emergency relief day of hope, day 2 of 2, with a special phone number for you today. This is not the same phone number we had yesterday. I'll tell you why in a second, but take this phone number down, or better yet, call it right now. 800-520-2649. 800-520-2649. Today and today only, your gift on our COVID-19 Emergency Relief Day of Hope, your gift is increased tenfold. That's right. So a gift of $50, the impact is $500. $500 is $5,000. Today, your gift of $1,000 has an impact of $10,000. Call right now. 800-520-2649. 800-520-2649. And remember, $100 can still provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child for 10 days. But now it'll do it for 10 children for that. 800-520-2649 or go to SaveChildrenKLZ.org.
My turn, Charlie. Ascent Health Center is up next. Dr. Julie, she'll join us tomorrow. Dr. Julie will help us, as she does every Wednesday, with health and wellness to feel better. If you've got something going on in your life where you just don't feel well and you can't pinpoint it, you don't know what it is, you've been wondering, she's got some free things that she can do to check you to find out exactly what's going on with your body, with your lifestyle even, to know why are you not feeling well. Call Dr. Julie today, 303-343-8800, or find her at AscentHealthCenter.com.
You just don't feel good. Maybe it's an immune disorder. Maybe it's lack of healthy diet and exercise. Maybe it's a hormone imbalance or some unidentified underlying health issue. Whatever the reason, you can't remember the last time you felt truly refreshed, full of energy, and free of aches and pains. Dr. Julie Marchial of Ascent Health Center believes it's possible to feel great. She wants to give you hope by providing practical direction for healthy lifestyle changes. Nobody can figure out their health issues and maintain a perfect diet and exercise alone. We all need guidance and support to find out what's going on and work to fix it. Dr. Julie and the team at Ascent Health Center will meet with you to identify some possible causes for your high stress levels, low energy levels, and poor sleep. Then they will make a plan to stop feeling awful all the time and start feeling great. Mention Rush to Reason today for a free, no-obligation consultation with Dr. Julie.
We used to hear about crime on the television and read about it on the internet. Now it's coming to a neighborhood near you. Kim Munson here. Recently, my friend was carjacked. It was a very scary experience. George Soros bought and paid for political district attorneys are emboldening criminals, and we must stop this. DA candidate John Kellner will explain how. Plus, it is Liberty Toastmasters Day. Find out what the members think about the 2020 ballot issues. That's Wednesday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., and 10 to 11 p.m. right here on KLZ 560.
Want to learn how to speak clearly, effectively, and persuasively? Check out Liberty Toastmasters. Find more details at KimMunson.com. Toastmasters, where leaders are made.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason. Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Debate tonight, 7 o'clock sharp. We've been talking about that some through the last hour, and then with David Bossie a moment ago. By the way, David Bossie, you know, as you could probably tell, that's a big-time guy, by the way, folks. That guy gets around. He's on TV, writes lots of books. Citizen United is a big deal. And yeah, say that again, Charlie? Yeah, took a case all the way to the Supreme Court, so it's a big deal, and they won. Doesn't happen very often.
No, it doesn't. That was about, 2010?
Yeah, I want to say that's about right, yeah.
I believe so, yeah.
All right, so I was going to do this today.
Yes?
And I've got to whirl my briefcase over here because I think I have my cheat sheet in here. Hold on, I got to find it.
Oh, what are you, Joe Biden? No, you need these guides?
Yes, I do. I didn't memorize this. I have the blue book in front of me. Now, I will preface this by saying, and some of you are asking, am I going to go over propositions at all on the show? Yes, I am. Now.
Okay.
I can always send them to the podcast if they miss today. But now, I will also preface this and say, these are my opinions only. KLZ, Crawford Broadcasting, no one else here is probably endorsing what I'm saying. This is just what I gathered. These are my opinions. We'll see if Andy agrees with me or disagrees when we go through these. But these are what I put down as whether you should vote yes or no on these particular ballot measures.
Okay.
Sound like a plan?
Sounds good.
Okay, so I just cheated, and I just, you know, made my own little yes and no's next to each of these.
Okay.
Now, if you want more details, we can read through some of these, but the Gallagher Amendment.
All right.
Repealing it. I understand that what we have with the Gallagher Amendment is not perfect. No one ever said it was. This is a property tax amendment. For those of you that may not know what the Gallagher Amendment is, this has to do with commercial property tax versus residential property tax. And I'm not going to get into all the details of how that works. A lot of you have heard different things on this. Basically, commercial property is taxed at a higher rate than residential is. I'm not saying I necessarily agree with that, but I also don't agree with repealing it, because God only knows what will happen if it gets repealed and what they replace it with. Because guess what? They're going to make up the loss of property tax on the commercial side some other way. Most likely, it will be in an increase in your residential property tax. I also am somebody that understands that property taxes are still paid by you, the customer. I get that. Okay? So, in essence, you're still paying the tax of that business that's inside of a commercial building that's paying a higher rate than you would be at your home. I understand all that. I also don't think repealing the Gallagher Amendment and trying to replace it with who knows what is the right answer. So I would be one to say, I'm a no unless I see exactly what it's going to be replaced with, and then I might be a yes depending upon what it's replaced with. But when there's no replacement tool in that, you know, there at all, I'm a no-go. Leave it alone.
But if you replace, if you get rid of the Gallagher Amendment, aren't you simply putting those tax rates back to residential?
Most likely, yes.
I would think that's implied. I agree with you. I agree with you. It's not a sure thing, especially here in Colorado, which is Taxorado.
We could have an increase on both sides if the Gallagher Amendment gets repealed. They could raise commercial and residential. Again, there's nothing that says what the replacement method would be if they repeal the Gallagher Amendment.
How much higher is it?
Commercial, a lot. I know, because I pay them a lot.
Okay, I'm gonna lean the other way. I don't care much on this one. I'll be honest, not a big deal.
So you don't
care
if your own personal property taxes go up? That's what you're saying.
No, what I'm saying is this: I believe that businesses have every right to be the same as residential. I don't see why businesses should be punished more for being businesses.
I agree with you. The problem, and I'm with you on that. And I would normally say the same thing. Here's the problem, though. They've not said what they're actually going to replace the Gallagher Amendment with to make up whatever shortfall might be there in not collecting the higher commercial rates.
And I agree that that is a concern.
And I'm the commercial guy as well, so I write those checks also. And yeah, I don't like writing a higher check on the commercial side than on the residential side, so I understand what you're saying.
What I'm saying here is this: I don't like either way. Okay, I don't know, but what I'm saying is this.
I agree.
I'm being honest.
No, I agree.
I'm just being honest from the heart here, from the heart. Okay, I don't like having businesses pay a higher tax. I don't think that's right. On the other hand, I also don't think it's right to replace it with a void.
I don't
where a Democrat-run legislature and state senate can basically fill in the blank.
And that's my point. That's why I'm a no on the Gallagher Amendment repeal.
Okay, fair enough. Next
Makes
one.
Sense. Okay, we got time to do another one here. This one is interesting. This is the one I wanted to get Andy's opinion on. Amendment C, conduct of charitable gaming. This has to do with charities and bingo.
Okay.
Okay. So the wording, hang on, I got to flip to the right page. Hold on. I know this is, I should have this all prepped, but I'm just flipping pages. So
bingo.
Are
we going to see little old ladies? Are we going to see little old ladies taken out in irons?
Reduce the number of years a nonprofit organization must operate in Colorado to apply for a bingo raffle license from 5 to 3, and ease compensation and organization membership restrictions for bingo raffle workers. In other words, you could pay the bingo and raffle workers and get a license to do bingo. Instead of having to operate for 5 years, you could now do it in 3 years. I'm a no on this one.
Okay, why?
If it's working now, leave it alone. Why change it?
Is it working now?
I don't know. And I'm not. Well, is it working now? Well, it must be. You still have bingo and things inside of churches and so on. Why change it is my point.
Yeah, but it's saying, all it's saying is it's working. Why not let people do it 2 years sooner? I don't really see a problem with that. And pay workers who, and I like the idea of
allowing. But now aren't you allowing churches to be more of a gaming institution than a church?
Yeah, but you're saying but by your own definition, you're saying that's happening now. So what's the problem?
No, you know, you're not paying workers today.
Yeah, but the worker is worth his wages. If somebody's working hard for you, to actually simply pay them some money for overseeing this program is not a bad thing. We do that with every other aspect of working in a church. Okay, why not the person who oversees this program, which by the way is probably very labor intensive? Why not them being able to, you know, also make a paycheck? It's going to be very small, obviously, but make a paycheck to oversee this. I don't see where that's a problem.
And I'm one that just says, leave it alone. I don't want to see it changed. I don't play bingo. I don't go to church to play bingo. But I don't see the need to change. I guess the question I would have is, why does this need changed?
I would see you as getting argumentative at one of these things and screaming, you thought you
bingo!
Had bingo.
No.
And you know, shoving people's pieces
guy.
Around. Okay, I'm going to lean yes on this, but I don't care.
Well.
I'm sorry, but look.
Okay.
I got to be honest. Scale of 1 to 10, it's a 1. I just don't care.
So the argument for.
But I lean yes.
The argument for is that it's an opportunity for nonprofits to raise funds for their programs. Allowing nonprofits to compensate workers reduces the burden of nonprofits to provide volunteers to operate the games. Expanding licenses to newer nonprofit organizations removes a barrier and provides them with additional fundraising opportunities. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I don't care. Leave it alone.
What do you think? They're going to bring in the mafia to run it then? Come on.
Guido might be running the bingo game from now on.
I don't think it's a problem.
I'm a no. So I'm still a no on that one.
I don't really care. No is fine with me, but I lean yes.
Okay, we're going to come back. We've got several more to go. Hang tight. We're not going anywhere. By the way, if you got a comment on any of these amendments and something that you disagree with me on, feel free to call 303-477-5600. Again, these are my opinions, not Andy's, not Charlie's, not anybody else here at Crawford Broadcasting. These are just mine on these particular propositions. We'll be right back. Mighty Hand Construction is next, folks. And at Mighty Hand, they want to help you with everything around the house, windows, siding, roof, you name it, including expansion. They can do that for you. 970-844-9191 or go to klzradio.com.
It's time to stop painting over the damage and replace your siding. You'll be costing yourself more money in the long run by painting over wood rot and split boards every few years instead of committing to a full exterior redo with Mighty Hand. Micah and his team offer Diamond Coat siding, which comes with a 30-year, no paint, no fade warranty, so you'll have great-looking, durable siding for decades. You've been putting it off because you know it's a big expense. But you're not planning to move anytime soon, and you do want to feel like you're living in a nice place. Use some of that refi money to hire a local business you know will do a good job. As a full-service construction company, Mighty Hand Construction can handle any exterior work in Northern Colorado, including roofing, siding, windows, driveways, decks, and more. Ask Micah and his team for an estimate on a full exterior redo at klzradio.com/mightyhand. Honoring God, impacting customers.
Affordable Interest Mortgage, if you need a way to pay for some of those things at Mighty Hand, Kurt Rogers can help you with that. You can do a recast of your mortgage, a refi, cash out, however you want to do it. Just call Kurt today and ask what the options are. 720-895-0500.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
John Rush believes there's no such thing as normal. You always need to stay focused on the future, and this current environment is no different. The only difference now is that you have a rare opportunity to beat your competition as they stay stuck in survival mode. Not one of John's small business clients shut down during the quarantine. And believe it or not, none of them has seen a drop in overall revenue compared to last year. Hire John and stay focused on the future. RushToReason.com.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's your happy conservative warrior.
Sort of cycle, I'm afraid, is going to continue. Everybody's watching schools. Everybody's, and what they did in New York, as soon as there was some spread, boom, shut it all down again. That's what Joe Biden has promised to do. Shut the country down. And that's not hyperbole.
Breaking news and what to make of it.
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings at 8
on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason. Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. Lujino Gonzalez joining us now. El Paso County Commissioner Lujinos, how are you?
Good afternoon. Hey, thanks for having me on, John.
It's always a joy having you, sir. You're a faithful listener. I appreciate it very much.
Hey, no, I'm just really excited and kind of want to highlight how happy I was to hear that the president did choose Amy Coney Barrett.
Good choice,
you know,
I think, too. Yes.
And, you know, how important that is. And, you know, I'm just going to pray that she does get selected and that the Senate does the right thing and get her on the board, because it's very important. And we see how close it is on the Senate. And that's the other reason that I wanted to call in, is we just have to unite and get behind our conservative candidates, you know, and like Senator Garner is in a tough race. We need to get united, support him, because, again, we're only talking about a few votes to get her, approved by the Senate. That's something we need to hold on to his seat for going forward, and, you know, supporting the president, Senator Garner, and all our local conservative candidates. And we've got to, you know, work hard to get them all reelected or new conservatives elected. And, you know, I just got back, you know, I was working, but I just spent the last hour putting out signs here to kind of end the day for our local candidates and President Trump. And so
good for you.
Just asking everybody to help out all the candidates that they can and, you know, and support our Republican and conservative candidates up and down the line.
Lujinos, I appreciate it. Well said. I'll leave it at that. Good stuff, sir.
God bless.
Appreciate it very much. God bless you too, sir. Thank you for all that you're doing for us down in El Paso as well. Ken and Berthet is next. Ken, welcome.
Hey there, guys. How y'all doing?
We are good.
Doing well, Ken.
Good there, Andy. I'd like to talk about the BINGO.
Let's hear it.
I don't know what it'd be like here in Colorado, but I've shared before that I coached Little League Baseball for quite a few years.
Okay.
Well, I guess that's a nonprofit. So they had their bingo license or whatever.
Right.
And they would run bingo games every year to raise money for the league.
Okay.
So when I first started, I was nice and innocent and stupid and thought, well, this is just, you know, some guy up front calling out little bingo numbers and little old ladies sitting out there. Yeah, right. So the first day they put me on the instant bingos.
Okay.
See, there's a lot of bingos.
Gotcha.
And I took in easily, just on my table, $20,000.
Wow.
The first night.
Whoa. Well, that's a bingo game.
Yeah,
Ken.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, did you guys, I have to ask you, Ken, did you have mafia back?
That was the high-stakes bingo table.
I mean, did you guys, was this like the movie Casino and people being hauled in the back in question?
Shovels in the back.
Shovels.
it was all considered legit, and little old ladies would come and cry on my shoulder after, because they had lost their whole Social Security check. There were a lot of little old people. They would bus them there so they could do these bingos, and still off in the distance there'd be somebody going N22, you know, and anyway, but then I went to the game.
Yeah.
And remember, we didn't just do this once. This was a regular thing leading into the season.
Okay.
And so I go to the team meetings, you know, because there were like, we had A League and B League and about 20 teams all together, and they explained to us how excited they were, because the first week we had made $1,500.
What?
And I'm thinking,
where'd that $20,000 go?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Well, where'd the rest go?
Yeah.
$20,000 was my table.
So where'd all the rest of the money go, Ken?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good question. So
the winners. Well, the winners got money.
No, I'm talking about how much cash I turned over.
You know, somehow, some way, all of this money went to Hunter Biden.
Probably.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
So
go ahead, Ken.
I ended up getting with someone else, and we got in touch with the FBI. That thing got shut down. But they had been doing it for years prior to me.
So what's your feeling on this particular Amendment C on the conduct of charitable gaming? Yes or no?
I'm saying no. I don't even, they shouldn't even have it, period.
You and I are in the same boat.
It is too easy to scam. It is too easy to scam it. And, you know, for anybody, like, so let's say you just start an organization today. I don't care what the organization
is.
And you make it nonprofit. And then 3 years,
I'm
going to
start an organization for people that are addicted to Diet Pepsi.
There you go. That would be me.
And I'm going to have a bingo game to raise money to raise awareness for that.
You know, guys, if I may weigh in for a moment here. Everybody thinks like in the gaming world that it's scam, scam, scam. I don't think people understand. Here in Colorado, I was in that world for a decade in management.
You ran bingo games?
You can't scam.
Okay? Well, you can't a bingo game.
Okay, but I'm getting there. At least in Colorado gaming, Colorado gaming law is extremely, extremely strict and very well watched. I don't know about bingo because it's just never come up to me. I've never even thought about it. But I would assume if Colorado gaming is watched that closely, that at least bingo is not, you know, 20,000 a table being taken out in wheelbarrows. I mean, I have a feeling that it's watched a little tighter than that. Go ahead.
Well, let me tell you this, too, though. At the end of every season, they would, and I got invited first season, they would have this big cookout. Scallops were the biggest scallops you've ever seen in your life with all the crab. I mean, they spent thousands on this for the coaches and the wives of the coaches.
That was a good bingo year.
And where? Yeah.
Did everybody get a car?
But they did it every year.
It's a big bingo year.
Every year.
Yeah.
And you know, I wasn't included in the in crowd, but I was a coach, so I got to go to the events that supported them. You follow what I mean?
Yeah, and I hear you.
I just get
images, Ken, of at the table where you pay, just kids with bats standing next to it.
It could be. All right, I'm going to move along. Ken, I appreciate it. No, good stuff. I appreciate that very much. Okay, I'm still a no on Amendment C. All right, the next one should be fairly easy. Amendment 76, citizen qualification for voters. I am a yes on this one. Okay.
Obviously,
I'm a yes on that. This one, I don't think I even need to state anything further, do I?
No.
Okay, thank you. Moving along. Amendment 77, local voter approval of casino bet limits and games in Blackhawk, Central City, and Cripple Creek. I'm a yes because I believe in local authority control.
No.
You're a no.
Absolutely no. It's the same as trying to have local control over oil and gas. It's basically a way to shut them down.
So you're saying the locals would say, we don't want the limits raised, and that shuts it down?
The locals could impose all kinds of limits. I would say the state has already put through its limits across the board. Leave that to, if you are going to approve gaming in your city, okay, like Cripple Creek or Blackhawk
Central
you've
City.
Already held a vote to do that. You are approving it to be done according to the state restrictions that are already in place. You do not add restrictions upon that. No, I'd be dead against that.
This allows the cities themselves to increase or remove current bet limits and approve any new casino games in each city.
No.
You're still a no.
I'm not only a no, I'm an absolutely no.
Okay,
that would be a terrible idea.
I'm still a yes.
Okay.
We'll just have to agree to disagree.
Yeah, we disagree.
Because I'm actually one that says I could care less if it goes away completely.
But that's just it. I'm a yes on the bingo because I don't care about that. We're basically yes. Have you noticed both of us are saying, except for the voting with an ID, both of us are saying yes to anything we don't care about.
Okay, how about the next one is Proposition EE.
Okay.
Taxes on nicotine products. I am a no on this one.
Yeah, me too.
Because I just hate new taxes, period. I don't care if it's on nicotine or not. Because they'll just springboard that into something else.
I disagree with the whole concept of sin taxes.
Yeah, I agree. I'm with you on that one.
Okay.
Okay, real quick. Proposition 113, adopt agreement to elect U.S. president by national popular vote. That's a big no.
Yeah.
It's easy, right?
That's a no,
right? That's like a capital N-O.
In other words, we can become a county of California.
Yeah, we don't want that.
No.
Okay, I'm also a no on this one. Proposition 114, reintroduction and management of gray wolves. No, we don't need wolves back in Colorado.
It's honestly nothing I've ever thought about. I don't care.
I've studied it enough. To me, that's an automatic no.
I'll go with you. You've studied it. No.
Prop 115. I'll stop here and we'll come back and do the last three. Prop 115. Prohibit abortion after 22 weeks. That's a yes.
Yeah.
That's an easy one, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks. Okay. We'll come back and do the other three in just a minute. Take a timeout. Purify Chevrolet, by the way, coming up next. Did you say something about giving cars away at bingo games?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe you can win a new Chevrolet.
I think you should just go to Purifoy.
That's easier. Just buy one.
Fewer mafia members.
Very well said. Purifoy Chevrolet since 1960 in Fort Lupton. It's fine new roads. PurifoyChevrolet.com, 303-659-8311.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. You know, being in business for 6 decades in any business is a tough thing to do, especially in today's highly complex and competitive world. As a small business, we certainly have experienced many trying times when there was no clear answer or path to take for survival. The COVID-19 virus for all of us has been the ultimate business disruptor, but once again, we've managed to keep on keeping on, and we are there to serve our many tried and true customers that have depended on us to always be there. We aren't and never will be a big high-flying dealership, but one with honesty and integrity and a culture of doing things right. We appreciate all our customers, many of which have come long distances to do business with us. We are proud of who we are and what we do. Purifoy proud. We certainly need and would appreciate a chance to earn your business, whether it would be for parts or service or if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle. We'd love to be your Chevy dealer. Find us today at PurifoyChevrolet.com and find new roads.
Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith, wants to help you with your retirement planning and making sure that you make it to retirement and stay in retirement and have a purpose in retirement. That's what Al does. Find him at KLZRadio.com or 303-744-1128.
In order to make informed decisions about your financial planning, you need to find your purpose in retirement. As a chartered financial consultant and the founder of Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith isn't a life coach, but he does believe that your finances should fulfill a purpose. Too many people focus exclusively on accumulating more wealth without considering how they want to spend their time. One of Al's clients rebuilds churches damaged by hurricanes in Texas and Florida. Another client drives veterans to their doctor's appointments. One retired lady hunts black bears with a bow and arrow. Another gentleman creates beautiful wooden bowls. How you plan to spend your time should determine how you invest your money. That's the difference between wealth accumulation and retirement planning. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial today at klzradio.com/money. Find your purpose in retirement. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Real quick, you heard it here first. The CDC recommends a virtual Thanksgiving to lessen the risk of COVID-19 spreading.
Oh, geez.
So you can just get on Zoom and eat your turkey with each other that way.
Okay, I recommend the CDC be exported to another nation.
I would like the CDC to be virtual somewhere else.
Yes.
There we go. David in Broomfield, what's going on?
I'm jumping around a little bit on this, but I wanted to talk about the whole gambling thing.
Sure.
My struggle with the gambling thing since its inception was we were sold a bill of goods. We were sold that it was going to be small stakes gambling. It was going to be like a cowboy town, and we've turned our little small towns into Las Vegas looking.
David, I will tell you that, and by the way, just like as a side note, this just shows you how age, I think, has a lot to do with voting and thought process and so on. That is one vote. When I turned 18, I have regretted ever since, and that was giving all of those towns the ability to gamble, and I voted yes for that when I was 18, and that's a vote I regret.
It was a gateway drug. We sold them a gateway drug, and now we're trying to do everything. We're doing the sports gambling, and you know, I just honestly, I feel like the next step's probably going to be prostitution. Let's just throw that out there because we can tax it and we can make it healthy. And I just think we were sold a bill of goods on that one.
Okay, real quick, I just want to add into the Blackhawk Central City end of things. I think we were. We talked to any of the locals that live up there. You know, I'm not saying that gambling is good, bad, or otherwise, but I'm saying the way we did it in those cities and the way we changed the face of those cities from when I was a kid, we didn't do any of that the right way.
Okay, and I'm going to disagree. Sorry, guys. I think it's the free market. I think it's fine. I think, you know, once again, I was in management up there a decade. You have less crime up there in Blackhawk and Central City than pretty much anywhere else. It is the worst place to try to commit any kind of crime.
Not arguing that.
But I'm not done. You also have the most highly drug-tested population of workers in those areas. You have the cleanest cities. I mean, they are taken care of incredibly clean. It has brought incredible product profitability to those areas. It's just been wonderful. It's been a godsend for those areas. And the idea of equating it with prostitution. Look, David, obviously I'd be against, well, let's legalize prostitution because. But with gambling, it's simply somebody choosing of their own free will to engage in a game of risk for fun.
Yeah, and that's the argument they make for prostitution too. And I'm not here to just push that thing, but I would challenge you on your thought of the crime thing. I would be willing to bet that the crime rate in Black Hawk has gone up since they started gambling there.
No,
and Central City.
No, well, first of all, well, I would say this:
150,000%.
There were virtually no people there before, so because those towns were dead. I mean, there were virtually no people. So I don't know if there could have been any crime, but I will say this. The crime rate up there is extremely low.
But it's the difference between going to Estes Park and going to Las Vegas for me. That's what it used to be. We used to go up there and have fun. They had the toffee shops, and you get your photo thing and the gift shops. And it was just a fun little town to visit back then.
Yeah, it's not that way anymore.
Okay, well,
it's different.
But you can still go to Estes Park.
And again, a lot of that is from, you know, and real quick, Dev, I'm going to move on. I got two other callers. Some of that, I think, is coming from us as... You know, again, I'm just telling you guys, I regret that vote back in the day, but it probably wouldn't have mattered one way or the other. Dennis, you're next. What's going on, Dennis?
Hey, John. I agree with you on the Gallagher Amendment. That's the only thing right now that's saving our bacon, with the Democrats in power and sales tax being reduced the way it is.
Yeah.
So we've got to have something in place before we ever do away with the Gallagher Amendment.
Yeah, and I'm not necessarily agreeing that the way we do that is foolproof, Dennis, as I said earlier, but it's what we have, and until I see what a replacement is, for me it stays, because I don't know what the alternative would be.
Exactly.
So,
and you haven't talked about the other one yet, but there's one coming up on fees. So, you know, right now they have the ability to replace taxes with fees, and in my case, I live in a municipality where I have to pay a $300 semi-annual concrete tax because concrete does not allow water to permeate through the soil.
Correct.
And it keeps going up and up and up.
Yep.
And up.
And they're basically taxing. It's basically, and I'm going to run to the next caller real quick. They're basically replacing taxes with fees, and he's exactly right. Kevin in Broomfield, you're next.
Hi, the Wolves. Nobody seems to be interested about the Wolves until the money dries up for the big game hunting.
Yeah,
I mean, big
thank
game
you.
Hunting and
we don't need Wolves here, already, Kevin. I assume that's what you're saying. We do not need Wolves in Colorado, correct?
We already have them.
Yeah, and we don't need any more of those, my point. We don't need to reintroduce and have some sort of a formalized way of bringing more Wolves to Colorado, correct?
Just ask any sportsman or go in a sportsman store in Idaho or Eastern Washington.
Yep.
They will tell you very loudly.
Yeah, thank you.
It doesn't work.
No, it does not work. And it's hard on the cattle industry. I mean, we can go down the list, Kevin. There's many, many reasons why we do not need gray wolves introduced into Colorado, period.
And it costs the taxpayers, because then the Game and Fish and the Department of Wildlife has to manage it.
Yeah, this is nothing but a big feel-good measure by the left.
Yep.
That's all that one is. So, yeah, well said, Kevin. Thank you. Thank you for adding to that. I didn't want to just pass over that one because, that's a big deal. You know, I don't know if people realize this. If you're new to Colorado, one of the biggest revenue sources we have in Colorado across the board, very much like the National Western Stock Show that was canceled, by the way, because of our illustrious governor. But the big game industry in Colorado, our hunting, fishing, you know, what we get out of the season, by the way, that's starting here in just a couple of weeks, our elk, deer, bear, antelope, those seasons in Colorado, and the amount of people it pulls in from out of state that spend money in Colorado and a lot of our mountain towns, we don't want to give that up.
I think some people are wrongly looking at this and equating it to what happened in Wisconsin. In Wisconsin, the wolf population was driven out, and then the deer population just went insane.
We don't have that problem here.
Right, I agree. The deer population there went insane, and they were just eating all the bark off everything. It was unreal, by the way. It was incredible.
That's what's a whitetail. That's the difference between the whitetail and what we have, mule deer.
Right. Here in Colorado, we don't have that problem at all. These are targets for hunting. These are a great thing. They bring in a lot of money. Why would you want the Wolves to come in and drive out the money?
You wouldn't. And again, and I can get into more details of this, but keep in mind, this is actually a Gray Wolf. These are not native to Colorado. They were not native to Colorado. This is a larger wolf than what we would even have in the natural environment.
These are illegal alien wolves.
These are basically wolves that, again, these are wolves we do not need in Colorado, period.
Polis would give them amnesty.
Polis probably doesn't know a wolf from a dog.
That's true.
Just saying.
Okay.
I'm being honest. I know we're running out of time. When I come back, I'll do my very best to slide in two more that we need to get to, okay?
Okay.
I'll do my very best. Enchanted Kitchens is next, folks. You hear me talk about it all the time. But if you want your kitchen to be enchanted, just go to klzradio.com.
Transform your kitchen into a place where you and your guests want to be. The design team at Enchanted Kitchens loves hearing from their clients once they start enjoying their new space. They hear all the time that people start cooking more often, spending more time in the kitchen. Your kitchen becomes the place where kids and grandkids naturally gather to chat. All of those little details, which you and the Enchanted Kitchens design team plan out so thoughtfully ahead of time, work together to create a space that feels comfortable and inviting, so everyone gravitates toward the kitchen more often. Many clients even say they spend more time at home because they enjoy their houses more. Your kitchen becomes the place where you and your guests want to be. You have time to transform your kitchen before the holidays, but you need to begin now. Mention Rush to Reason for a free in-home design consultation. KLZradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right. I also want to correct something I just said a moment ago about gray wolves. They've not been around in my lifetime is what I should have said. The last gray wolf was in Colorado in 1945, and frankly, folks, we don't need them back. All right, real quick. Proposition 116, state income tax reduction. I'm a yes on that.
Yep.
They've got plenty of money. They don't need any more. We don't need a raise. We need a reduction. Proposition 117 is voter approval for certain new state enterprises. Yes, we don't need any new state enterprises to collect fees or do anything else out there unless voters approve it first. That's my opinion on that. And then, of course, Proposition 118, which is the paid family and medical leave insurance program, that is a big N-O. No.
Nope.
Okay. Does it for those. We'll come right back. Another full hour coming your way. Myself, Andy Pate, and Charlie Grimes. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.